As we are launching into this third hour, actually, of the program, you can bring up whatever you want. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Pete.
And Mark.
Pete Ayer is joining us, courtesy of copblock.org. Pete, always good to have you on the show. Great input tonight.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being here. We're going to continue with you and your phone calls. Also, on the way here, I know, Mark, you had some TSA-related news that you wanted to share with us. Perhaps we'll get to that. But your calls come first, so let's go to William. He's listening in Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had to wait a whole segment for you guys.
Oh, no.
I kid.
Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Today I was driving to work, and anyway, I thought I'm probably not unique, but I came up with a nickname for the cops or whatever, the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them the Victimless Crime Unit. The reason why I say that, and here in Dallas, we got a HOV lane, and they pretty much shut it down every day to ticket people who are not HOV. Is supposed to be two or more people in
right,
the car.
Carpool lane. Yeah.
What's it stand for? Yeah. HOV.
High occupancy vehicle.
Yeah. Two people in the vehicle.
That's high occupancy. Right.
Yeah. You know when they first passed those, they were pulling people over at like mannequins and dummies.
Oh,
yeah.
They still do that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Too bad it's not humorous, but basically I thought it was to promote traffic flow and reduce pollution and things and encourage carpooling. But clearly when they shut down the highway, I don't know how that helps pollution, and it certainly doesn't help traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're busy messing with the folks in the process, creating a bigger danger than they are already are. And, you know, I kind of wonder about this in a lot of cases of tickets. I brought this up in a trial that I had for a speeding ticket, which was, you know, what kind of danger was I creating for the community? And the police officer said, speeding is dangerous. And I said, well, isn't it dangerous to pull me over on the side of the road with flashing lights and walk alongside? He said, no. Mm. I said, well, how many, aren't police officers killed every year on the side of roads?
Yes.
A bleeding body of a police officer in the middle of the road dangerous? And he wouldn't answer that. You know, I mean, it's.
Oh, I plan on asking. I got the speeding ticket here recently for the first time in New Hampshire, and I plan on asking similar questions. Specifically, I'd like to ask the officer, how fast did you have to go to catch up to me? Because I was doing like 70 something in a 50 something zone or whatever. Yeah. That's the allegation. And, you know, she had to speed in order to catch up to me. And she's saying I was speeding. So she's probably doing at least 90 or 100 to catch up to me. Is that dangerous too?
So which is
no,
the
I'm the
danger?
Professional. That's what my guess is going to be as far as what they'll
say. What's
the
bigger danger? You know, speeding much faster to catch somebody than pulling them over with a vehicle with flashing lights on top, or, mm-hmm. you know, somebody going 10 miles an hour over whatever the posted limit was that was put up by some government bureaucrat that, you know, likely there was no civil engineering study. One wonders who put that sign up.
That's
there.
That's just it. That's
and
just
what
it.
Qualifies them to put the sign up?
Yeah, you're nailing it, Mark. I mean, again, it comes back to property rights. And if, let's say, it was Mark Edge's road company, you would probably advertise, like, hey, we have the lowest number of fatalities per mile traveled, or you could set different guidelines, or you would engineer your roads to be safer than the government ones are, because right now there is no competition.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually, laid that all down to that cop in the one instance, but right. I certainly have asked ones in the past about these things.
William, your thoughts?
Did y'all hear about the one, the Florida Highway Patrol or whatever that wrote the ticket to somebody for flashing their lights at oncoming traffic, letting them know there was a police officer there? His comment, this is kind of an old story. I think it was on Free Talk Live, but his story was that, well, maybe my wife sent it to me, but the story of the cops or the people involved in that said, well, flashing lights could be dangerous. And I said, well, they should ban flashing lights. Because if you flash your high beams at somebody is a danger, those strobe lights that are red and blue are way dangerous.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it's incredibly dangerous. If I'm on the road and I've got some cop coming up behind me at a high rate of speed, and they've got the flashing, not just the red and blue lights, but also the damn head, the spotlight thing that they're flashing at you, and like a, you know, flashing strobes on the front of their damn car. I mean, they've got so many flashing lights. It's a good thing I'm not. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not epileptic,
right?
Because I might
over.
Have a damn seizure as a result of that.
I got
and
pulled
on,
over in Florida.
On top of that, my eyes are then locked into my rearview mirror because sure. I have to determine determine, well, is this guy after me? So I'm going to kind of pull over into the right lane. Okay, now he's coming behind me, so now I know I've got to pull over, or he's going to run me off the road, possibly shoot me. So my attention, like 99 to 100% of my attention, is focused on my rearview mirror. If something happens in front of me while a cop's trying to pull me over, or just a cop's behind me with those damn lights on, that's an incredible danger.
I got pulled over in Florida pulling out of a driveway from a business, and the lady pulled me over, and I pulled right over as fast as I could, and she's like, I almost rear-ended you. You pulled over so fast. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm pulling over. You turned on the lights. So pulling over quickly is, and she wanted, like, she's looking through the car like I'm like a bank robber or something. She was freaking out about how quickly I pulled over.
Well, I got freaked out of me because I took too long to pull over because I wanted to, because I kept going till I could pull down a side street because I didn't want to pull over in the middle of a traffic lane.
You can't do it right. Right. You can't do it right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, mission creep, you know, it's... How can anybody claim that the police are doing an honorable job or that they're safer by waiting at the bottom of a hill or waiting over the crest, you know? I mean, anything like that. It's ridiculous.
They're just serving themselves.
Yeah.
I wanted to say this. A few things I want to say. I want to say that I believe, and this is just my own made-up observation or whatever, maybe you ought to have statistics, but it seems like the police in the United States spend like 85% of their resources on victimless crimes, speeding. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds
about
right.
You're probably right.
That's probably right.
I don't know what the statistics are, but it seems like, things like finding burglars is not profitable for police. They just don't spend any time on property crimes, and I don't know what they do as far as, crimes where people are injured and things like that, but there's really no benefit to them as an organization. There is a large benefit to them as an organization, giving out tickets and, busting people for drugs and confiscating asset forfeiture laws and confiscating property and all that stuff. Huge benefit to that. So I don't know what the difference is between them going after crimes with victims and crimes without victims, but I know they're incentivized to go after crimes without victims.
And a lot of it could also be due to the fact about the growth of the police state. I mean, let's say you live in a town and there used to be two officers and now there's four. So what do? They go around and they look for issues that have no victims. So there's more people being harassed, more people being shaken down, and they find that, hey, we may as well go after the quote-unquote law-abiding folks because they don't stand up to us, and they pay us, right? So it's a lot less... Right, and to get in the mind of a police officer, they have such a tough job, people are so against them, but doesn't it make sense that if you're known for going around town and shaking people down for doing nothing wrong, that people might be a little upset at you?
Yeah, and it's cool that you're on the show tonight. It's Pete, right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Pete Ayer from CopLock.org.
Yeah, I'm friends with you and see all your posts and stuff. I was going to say that, I live in a town that's literally, I think it's 3.8 square miles the size of it. So we have like 4 to 6 cops on duty at all times.
Wow.
During,
golly,
during,
how many thousand people live there?
I think it's, 25 or 32,
okay.
Something
that's
like that.
That's about what we've got then. That's about Keene, New Hampshire. Keene, New Hampshire, about 25,000 people, and there's about 4 or 5, maybe more cops on at any given time. There's more in the evenings, like on a weekend or something like that, sometimes as many as 8 to 10. Hey, thanks for the call, William. I appreciate hearing
thanks.
From you.
Yeah, take care.
855-450-FREE to Chris in Ohio. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Pete, and Mark.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Great. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, I served in the Army for 4 years.
I'm sorry.
And that experience really turned me off to back into the military in any way. And I was wondering if I could get the names of the advertisers that drop your show so that I can avoid doing business with them.
Well, I appreciate that. You're talking about a conversation we had last night on the program regarding our weekend Saturday show, which upset a listener who proceeded to then call the local radio station that was airing the program. The cluster of stations has since dropped the show, and also called some of our advertisers and complained. At this point, we have not lost any advertisers. That is up in the air. One of them is up in the air at the moment.
Right. At this point, that's the best thing you can do is contact advertisers that are on Free Talk Live, and whether it's local or national, ours are national, and contact radio stations that you listen on in your local area.
Well, ideally, you should contact them if you buy their product. Don't just say thanks. Buy their product if it sounds like
Heritage for the Blind. remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Mark.
We invite you online over at freetalklive.com. Listing options are there. And they are both online again, by the way. We had some downtime server crash earlier tonight prevented the Free Talk Live streams from operating. But they are back, and you can go to listen.freetalklive.com. And you can listen any old time, 24-7 around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you, airing. You can tune in on our broadband stream or our dial-up stream. Pete, you were asking a moment ago about your Android phone, and we have the mobile site. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com anytime, anywhere, but there's also a mobile site that makes it really easy to access our streams. You just go to m.freetalklive.com, and you'll see the links to the streams. You'll also see links to different software for different models of phones. So if you've got an Android, there's some suggestions there. If you've got an iPhone, there's a suggestion there, Windows Phone, etc. So different choices for you, and we try to make it as easy as possible. Now, in the event of a stream going down, we have other listening choices that are online. You've got the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. That's completely separate from the audio streams.
Yeah, that's totally my that's my preferred way to watch the show if I'm at with a laptop or desktop.
Yeah, and it's nice to be able to see into the studio. Yeah. So there's that in the chat rooms there as well if you want to interact with other listeners. And also, there's lrn.fm. which is another way to listen to the program. And the LRN-FM high bandwidth stream is also on a different server from the Free Talk Live.
LRN.FM.
LRN.FM. Thank you. What did I say?
It's like LRN-FM.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, LRN.FM. Their high bandwidth stream is on a different server. And there's also a list of 100-plus radio stations that carry the show. Some of them have streams. GCN, our network, they have streams there. There's actually a section on our listen page, listen.freetalklive.com, that lists all of our internet affiliates. So there's so many different ways to get tuned into Free Talk Live. Plus, XM Satellite Radio airs the show on two different channels throughout the week. You've got a free-to-air satellite channel as well, which is a completely separate stream from the other ones. If you can't get Free Talk Live into your ears, you're not trying. And on top of that, there's also the Free Talk Live listen lines as well.
So. We were just talking about ways that one can support Free Talk Live, and because sometimes people who don't like the show target advertisers. Here's an easy one for you. It's wisefoodstorage.com. There's lots of reasons why you would want to store food in your home, whether it's destabilizing events around the world, food shortages, natural disasters. You don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it's a good idea to have a certain amount of this. One thing you can do is go to wisefoodstorage.com, use coupon code FTL, and ask for a free entree sample. I mean, we're not asking much from you here, folks. Go get a free sample. Try this stuff out. If you like it, this is a good idea, a good way to protect your family and support Free Talk Live. You can use coupon code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com. You can call, if you don't have a computer handy, 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-FOODWISE. Use that same promo code FTL, and you'll get that sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind included with every order. It's the greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season. Wisefoodstorage.com.
All right, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark, you felt like you wanted to make a point of clarification before we get back to the calls here about boycotting advertisers that are threatening to perhaps take Free Talk Live off the air?
Well, I think that, when...
And there's only one of them, by the way, and it's up in the air right now.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going anywhere, frankly. I don't think it's going to happen.
That's great.
That's what I believe. I mean, I have tried to make it very clear. The person's email was not clear. It was, if not a lie, a mischaracterization of the truth. I'm not prepared to call the person a liar. I don't know what they were thinking, but what they said wasn't true. So, the advertiser, I think, has had an opportunity to look at that, and that's that. But it is a truth that people are going to go after Free Talk Live.
It'll happen again.
Yeah, Free Talk Live says some things that are tough for people to internalize. And
truth hurts.
That's that. So if you tend to believe the things that we say, the kind of folks that listen to Free Talk Live tend to be the skeptical crowd. They don't tend to be emotionally driven. They tend to step back, take a look.
Those are the people that have been listening for a long time.
Yep.
You've also got people that listen for the first time, and that might have been this person on Saturday night. Might have heard the show for the very first time.
Right.
And they say
that P1s, our primary listeners, the people that really dig Free Talk Live,
that keep tuning in again and again, appointment listen to the show, so called.
They love that we provide them with a great deal of content every week, and they love that we provide them that pro-liberty message. It can be easy to get apathetic for anybody. And the fact is, Free Talk Live is here because of advertisers. It's here because of people who amplify, people that really support the show in real and tangible ways. Listening and telling your friends, awesome. Because your friends may be people that do it. But, you know, supporting the show in tangible ways is the way that, that we're protected.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, Adamo Freeman and some other folks traveled the country a few times, and so we met a lot of folks all over the place, and Free Talk Live was probably the number one referenced place for people who had heard of us before or the ideas that we kind of were advocating.
Sure.
So it is a very powerful medium to get the ideas out there. So if you at all care about liberty, and especially liberty in our lifetime, as we often talk about, then, for a few bucks a month, I'll just say that you can make a difference.
Yeah, you could certainly do worse with your liberty dollar.
Oh, right. Yeah, like give it to the Libertarian Party, you might as well start down a rat hole.
Right. Well,
and
or any political campaign.
Right.
Or, when you
look at Ron Paul, they're doing all right.
Right. When you look at these other...
You guys can leverage a dollar better than the Ron Paul campaign.
I think you're right about that.
Leverage a dollar. That much may very, very well
but
be
But dollar
true.
For dollar,
there
we can
go.
Do better
Bang
than
for
Ron
the buck.
Paul.
I wonder about
He's got visibility that we can't even scratch.
That much is true.
Sure.
But who is, besides Ron Paul, you take Ron Paul out of the picture, who's doing a better job spreading the message of liberty to people who haven't heard it before, who weren't intending to hear it?
You know, I don't like tooting my own horn, but I don't know of anybody else.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the monthly budget...
At least
budget,
through mainstream media. I'm not going to comment on, like, Free Domain Radio. I mean, he claims he's got, like, 25 million downloads or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so.
That is incredible. There's no doubt about that.
So through the mainstream, Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, probably in the top half dozen of ways that you can, leverage your liberty dollar, and I think that is an incredible thing. When you look at all these other folks, Free Talk Live doesn't shove it down your throat. What's our amplifier program at? It's dwindled down
it's
to like
down.
3,500.
It's been as high
now.
As like 4,800.
When you look at the budgets of many of these libertarian organizations out there, you're talking about 10 times...
Hundreds of thousands.
20 times, millions a year that these organizations get. Free Talk Live is scrimping by on a heck of a lot less and doing a heck of a lot more.
Yeah.
So that, to me, we don't tend to push the AMP program. We say, if you like the show, $3 a month. But
yeah, I came from the think tank world in D.C. and like looking at the, the big libertarian dog on the block is the Cato Institute, and they have a budget, over $25 million a year, and they renovate in the building. And, there's many other, more consistently principled organizations there in D.C. that operate with much smaller budgets. But the fact that you need infrastructure and you're paying those high taxes versus, something...
Plus, a lot of them are trying to lobby, and they're trying to change the system. We're just trying to reach people.
Yeah, that's
open
what I'm
minds.
Saying. It's great. It's a better model.
855-450-FREE. We're going to get right back into your phone calls next. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, news.freetalklive.com.
If you smoke cigarettes, I want you to consider another possibility. That possibility is the e-cigarette. And the e-cigarette isn't actually a cigarette. It's a device. And that device vaporizes nicotine that is stored in sort of a, some food chemicals. And that allows you to satisfy your nicotine habit in situations where you wouldn't normally be able to do it. You can sit at your desk at work. You don't have to go out in the cold and stand. You know, you can do it, restaurants, bars, places where you can't smoke. You can vaporize, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier. What is happens oftentimes is people that never even intended to quit smoking will begin to diminish their consumption because they're vaporizing, which is a significantly healthier activity. It's 22,000 times healthier by one metric. A pack-a-day smoker also save about $120 a month by completely switching. Also, none of that's, you don't stink, your mouth doesn't taste bad. All those things are very important. And you can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today by just going to Vaporsmiths.com. You can get it for free. Go to Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. Purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine, and a cartomizer has about as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. You can get that for $70. $70. You get a free kit and free shipping. It is a great deal. So go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
To the phones and the fun, Jeffrey's listening in Pennsylvania to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys, I am a business owner. I employ 285 people. My payroll runs me around $175,000 a week.
Wow.
If the banks want an anal exam now to lend money.
Yeah, it's hard to get money for small businesses right now.
Well, this might come as a shock to you. I don't know if you know anybody that goes to a car lot and with a suitcase full of cash and pays cash for a car. They don't do it that way.
Not
they
common.
Borrow from the bank. They borrow money from the bank. Mm-hmm. And they service the debt. U.S. business is no different. They talk about us sitting on record profitability. Well, yeah, I had record profits last calendar year. But if the banks are not going to lend money when you're running that type of a payroll weekly, because, see, when you don't make your payroll employees say things to you like I'm taking your ass to court.
Yes, they do.
So it makes people like me nervous when the banks. I got over $1 million in the bank, but I'm not going to invest it in my business if I know the bank, if I don't have free access to credit.
Mm-hmm.
People think things in a simple-minded manner, like my Republican neighbors. These are right-wingers. I'm not that right-wing. I'm a Republican, not right-wing. I said, look, you can cut taxes to zero right now. It's not going to matter. It's not. The problem with our economy is like a car on the side of the road with a dead battery. Put more gas in the tank. It's not going to make it go anywhere. The problem is demand and confidence. And if the banking industry is not lending, that's going to lower the confidence of the American people and freeze the economy. That's what's happening right now.
I think that this is important, but I have a question for you. What's the caller's name?
This is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Now, you said that it wouldn't do anything by lowering taxes. How much do you think? You have 200 employees. How much do you think that you pay to the federal government and probably local and state governments on top of it? How much do you think you pay of your gross receipts in taxes? Percentage-wise.
You talking about my business?
Yeah.
Around 5.5% all, because I have a very good attorney.
That's now, good news. How many digits is that? Is that 5 digits? 6 digits?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I'll look at it this way.
Is that per week?
No, wait a minute. I got pictures of myself in the 1990s when I had black hair then. Where I actually survived Clinton tax rates. My business performed very well. The American people need to understand that we need to pay for the things we want in life. And if the American people don't want these things cut massively within our government, we need to pay for them then.
Should I have to pay for things that I don't want?
Yes, I paid for wars I didn't want.
Why would you say yes to something like that?
Well, I look at it this way. For 30 years, they've had drilled in their heads that the government is bad. I'll tell you, as a business owner, I like the fact that I have an interstate system that I run a warehouse.
So you don't believe that business owners would and property owners would be able to make their own roads?
No, they wouldn't.
Wow.
They wouldn't be able to maintain them. I mean, take for example.
Have you ever been to Disney World?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, then you don't know. You don't. With all due respect, I don't know what your business is, but clearly you don't know that much about roads.
Well, yeah, I mean, these roads to get my freight to my warehouses. I look at it in the rail system. I look at it this way. There's a lot of things that the American infrastructure, why it makes us competitive.
Well,
and
Jeffrey,
you know what? Guess what? It costs money for those things.
But the railroad system is private and the roads are public, and that's an important distinction.
Well,
right. Largely,
I mean,
private.
A lot of railroads when they were built depended on eminent domain and things like that. But I mean, Jeffrey, I would ask you if your customers, obviously you have customers, they demand whatever good or service you're providing.
Right.
So if there's demand there, an entrepreneur, an innovator is going to figure out a way to make that happen. And if the demand happens to be getting a product from point A to point B, whether it be down the street or around the world, it's going to happen. And so if you think about what government does, government is inefficient. It's a lot of people spending other people's money, not learning from mistakes. They have no incentive to spend it well. But if you are helping to pay for, like, let's say this infrastructure, let's say you're in Pennsylvania, so maybe you're on a river. Let's say you want to make a dock or something to offload like bulky products. You're going to have an incentive to do that well, rather than if this county or the state did it and they just took money from a lot of people, people that don't even live nearby.
It always amazed me how for 30 years they have sit there and they brainwashed the American people in thinking that the government is so terrible. We have the cleanest water. We have a situation where our food supply is safe. Our drugs are safe. What? All these things happen because of our government. And yet they think that, that's what I don't understand.
What are the only nations in the world that adds a poison like fluoride to water? Now, you can say what you want about fluoride, but, I mean, we're the only one in the world. You're claiming that we're, you know, we have the cleanest water. I don't know that this is a true statement. They're adding, you know, fluoride to it.
Still, if you think about it for a minute, if you drive a car, for example, they have recalls on automobiles by the federal government because you're facing major fines and you're facing situations where you're going to get sued.
Unfortunately, what you're saying, Jeffrey, thanks, by the way, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, a lot of the things that you bring up, you know, he's presuming that these things would not be safe in the absence of government regulation, and that presumption lies on this belief in the evil nature of human beings, the idea that your food would be dangerous if we didn't have the government, because businessmen would poison you.
Well, and if that's the case, then wouldn't politicians do the same? I mean, if business owners are...
No, they're angels. Only elect the best people to politics.
You know, if either people are greedy and self-serving, in which case you wouldn't want them in politics, or people are not greedy and self-serving, in which case it doesn't matter.
The food supply is safe in spite of the fact that government exists, because business owners want to provide you with safe products, whether they be food or cars.
Right.
Or
whenever you have a FDA or anybody like that, they create a low barrier. So in effect, it's making us less safe, because companies without that artificial barrier placed on them would innovate and say, hey, we have even safer things. But right now, the barrier is placed down there. And, I mean, it's big companies are able to lobby government, oftentimes, act in concert with politicians to pass new onerous regulations to keep out competition.
Thereby making
it less safe and making their products more expensive and to the loss of you and I.
But there's things that we can't see, and what we can't see because we have all these government regulations is how great things could be in the absence of them, with the marketplace providing checks and certifications and things like that. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. If you're on the lines, we'll do our best to get you on here. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you're on the line now. If you don't make it in tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights a week. Plenty of time for you to get your thoughts on the air and share them. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
Don't forget to visit Pete over at his website, copblock.org. You also do libertyontour.com, although copblock is where you guys are focusing these days.
Yeah, copblock, I should just, again, you know, emphasize, is to centralize just myself and Adamo Freeman. Some other folks happen to be a little bit more involved with the infrastructure and content creation, but we do love and appreciate people sharing their own stories just so we can support each other as a community. copblock.org/submit. You can share your content with us, videos, blog posts, and we'll get them in front of more eyes if we can.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. I also want to mention that you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, promote us on the internet. There's web banners, free bumper sticker, all kinds of different ways to get Free Talk Live to more ears. Promote.freetalklive.com. To Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, guys. First of all, before I get into my subject, I'd like to say I think that Jeffrey there was pulling your chain. It doesn't sound like the owner of a business that has $100,000 in payroll to me. But that's just me.
It could be. It was kind of an interesting thing he said, which is, I've got a really good lawyer and I pay only 5% or something like that. But the government needs to be around providing services and people need to pay into this system so that I can essentially get free things like roads. I mean, you know, if business owners need things like roads, I mean, you know, it would seem like they'd want to purchase them in the marketplace where one can purchase them more efficiently rather than sort of playing this game with the government where you employ tax attorneys in order to dodge their fees.
Yeah, but I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, there's people with a hodgepodge of views and they've, been...
Yeah, I tend to be believing of people in those positions that would take such a bizarre, inconsistent...
The default appraise estate.
Several things that made me think that he didn't sound too much like a real business owner.
And all right, Gene, go ahead.
If I could find that lawyer, I'd sure hire him in a minute. Because
so go ahead with your thoughts. What's on your mind tonight?
That. Well, I'm talking about Medicare. Of course, we have a medical practice, and so we deal with the devil every day. And the Medicare has gotten to the point where most doctors aren't taking new Medicare patients. Now, that includes us. We've actually had to recently stop do with the fact that the government is trying to basically get services for nothing from the doctors.
Yeah.
Or next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we just learned about is because they're going to the new electronic medical records, which is nothing more than a way to snoop on everybody, that they're going to start penalizing the doctors if you have a patient who has more than 10 prescriptions. So now that they can snoop on you and see how many prescriptions everybody's got, they're going to say, well, if you've got a patient who has more than 10 prescriptions, we're going to penalize you. So the
and
doctors,
the reason for that is what?
I don't know. They're calling it polypharmacy or whatever, so that, you know, people that are trying to, they're accusing the doctors of basically promoting drugs for the drug companies, I guess.
Essentially so, saying that they don't believe that anyone should be on more than 10 medications, and any doctor that is prescribing more than that must be some sort of a pill peddler.
But here's the problem. Your Medicare patients are what? They're older. They're 65 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have more complicated issues.
Oh, yeah.
They take longer to see. They take more of the doctor's time. They take more of the staff's time because most of the calls that our staff handle are from the older patients checking on their labs and checking on their, you know, different results and asking if they can have prescriptions refilled. So most of our telephone time is taken up by our Medicare patients. Now, we don't get paid for that. We only get paid for a patient visit when the patient comes in to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this other stuff is basically freebies that we have to pay for. And the thing about the 10 drugs is that it's going to put the additional burden on the doctors, and the doctors are going to say, well, you know, we can't take you because you've got 10 drugs, and therefore we're going to be penalized, but we're not going to take you as a patient. So now these patients that have complicated issues are not going to be able to find doctors to go to. Furthermore, as this problem progresses and people start getting less and less reimbursement for handling patients that have more complicated problems, that doctors are going to just stop taking Medicare patients altogether.
So if doctors aren't taking Medicare patients, then you're going to have this big demand from Medicare patients who are saying, these free market doctors, of course it's not a free market, but these doctors in the marketplace are, they're screwing us over. We need the government to take care of us.
And the next step will be, the government's going to say, well, if you want to keep your medical license, you have to take Medicare patients.
Oh, boy.
And so then what you're going to have, the result of that is going to be more and more doctors retiring early and saying, mm-hmm. well, you know, I've had enough of
screw
this.
Screw it.
The heck with it. And then you're going to have a shortage of doctors. You're going to have people lined up just to get in your waiting room.
And then you might as well be Canada at that point.
Or what we might see is the emergence of a competing institutions of people who don't necessarily jump through all the regulations and hoops that the government sets forth. And
that'd be great, as long as they could avoid a police raid.
I mean, let's talk about like free aid that's starting to emerge here in the Shire. And, you know, I would love to see that organization grow substantially.
Me too. And I'd love to see somebody who is brave enough to take on the medical establishment, because, you know, the AMA is not going to be happy with free aid or anybody else that steps up and says, we're going to offer medical services, we're completely unlicensed, and we're going to help people feel better. There's going to be raids and arrests over that, and it'll be very, very courageous of anybody who takes that ball and runs with it. I'd hire them.
I would love to see the room. I mean, I remember when the Obamacare was going through, they said it brought the amount of the healthcare industry that was regulated from like 65 to 70% or 75 to 80%. So it was a slight increase, but the industry is one of the most heavily regulated, which means a stagnation of innovation, which means procedures that would be far, would be gone and far improved upon if the state and its regulations were out of the way.
I'll tell you the way the market is reacting to this in one way, and that is there's something now called MDVIP. And I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard about it. And what it is, a doctor will say, okay, I'm cutting my patient load back. Let's say a doctor has a patient load of 3,000 patients. He's going to cut that back to 1,200 patients. So all he's going to see are 1,200 patients. But each patient has to pay in advance $2,500 yearly in order to be your patient. So you will still take all of the medical, the insurance, Medicare, whatever they have, but they have to pay you in advance $2,500 to be their practicing physician.
to cover the overhead. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Kelvin. He's on the line in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, Ian, Mark, and Pete.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've been following this uproar about the service members and whether they should follow their conscience or their morality and such, or when they're ordered to do things. And I have a slightly little different take or angle that might be useful to them.
Okay.
When they refuse to do things that are against the Constitution or what have you. So in the basic training or boot camp or whatever service it is that you're in, a service person is instructed that they are not to obey an unlawful order. And my contention would be that by giving this instruction, that the establishment is admitting that it is the individual service person that has the right and obligation not to follow an illegal order. So that, to me, says that that would be a legitimate defense if that person sincerely believed that this order is contrary to the Constitution, and it's an illegal order, I'm not going to follow it. And I'm sure the response would be, well, the JAG course says differently or what have you, but if that's true, there would be no reason to empower and instruct these people in basic training that they're not to follow the illegal order.
So yeah, I'd say you're right about that, but it's still...
Orders are wrought with problems. I mean, if you're going to have military men and women who are sort of, have to... They make a pledge to the Constitution, and they're instructed not to follow illegal orders and bad orders. Then you tell them that you must follow orders. I mean, you've really got a really difficult situation for these people, and they know what the path of least resistance is.
It's just easy. Do as you're told.
Just do what you're told.
Well, which is why, even though I agree with what you're saying, it still requires the gumption and the courage to be able to refuse to follow that order and then make that stand, right?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I'm just saying that here is a, the person might feel a little bit, well, I'm just sort of defending my moral opinion or what have you, but here is an actual way within the system that was put in there for them to refuse, claim to be refusing to follow an illegal order.
Very good, Kelvin. And we're out of time, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Pete.
And Mark. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.